We'll go to the KODY phone lines now as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator. How's your weekend?
Very good. Very good. Cut firewood.
Ah, exciting.
Well, you and Tristan both were cutting firewood this weekend.
Oh, we were?
Yeah. A couple of Paul Bunyans.
Fine. Yeah. Pretty healthy exercise, and you get some heat units out of it twice.
Yeah.
I think it was Thoreau that said, burning wood warms you twice.
It does. And it was decent temperature-wise this past weekend for this point of December, too.
Yeah, it was very, I mean, we did it on Saturday, about 40 degrees. You think that's cold, but when you have activity of cutting wood, it's about the perfect temperature.
Yeah.
So, hands just keep warm enough. But anyway, I'm down in Lincoln. I'm going into Omaha. I'm giving a talk to a group there that asked me to visit with them. I don't do that very often, but they've been good people, so I thought I'd do it. And then going back into Lincoln, trying to write a column, get a column done before I head back out on the road and make a living. I wanted to thank all the people and the groups and things. And, you know, a lot of senators all week long, they attend meetings of small groups and small government groups. And I've always told folks I just didn't have time for it. I had some major concerns to get a hold of my office. But I'm a citizen legislator about it the definition defines it as good as it can. You cannot be a full-time politician at $12,000 a year. But some do. Some made it in life. Or we either get the older ones who are retired and have done well in life, or the young ones who aren't used to having a good income, plus have some sugar daddy or somebody or organization behind them giving them a soft job. But it won't be on the ballot, but I've always advocated we need to raise that pay, you know, get it up to at least half of what the average family makes so that people can spend half their year doing it. But that's not for me. I'll be done here in 2 years. But no, I appreciate everybody's working with me on that. I just didn't have time. I'd go to the ones that I knew I was going to gain important information. And then I always tried to make the veterans one because that one makes me proud to be an American and molds me to do what I do, the parades and ceremonies if I could make it. But anyway, it's worked out. Like I've always said, if you want a cheerleader, you don't vote for me. If you want somebody to get something done on the field, I'll do it. But anyway, I'm down here. Session starts in 3 weeks, I guess. There's going to be a lot happening, and it's really close if I'm going to be head chair or not. The vote is. The election it's just plain politics. But I'm running against Senator Walz, and then there's a third candidate that might jump in. It's going to be fun to watch politics on the floor of the legislature. But I'm going to keep my mouth shut and letting other people upset people, and then they call me and say they're going to vote for me. So that's I'm playing politics a little bit. But otherwise, you know, I'm trying to get a new in-court bill. Actually, if I wasn't on education, it might be a good thing. I'd put myself on Natural Resource Committee to try to push that in-court bill through that committee, and because that's a major thing I'd love to get done this year. One of the three things I ran on, we did something with TIF. We've straightened it out quite a bit. I put some hurdles in the way of the abuse and the greedy, using it for economic, inflate their land values and stuff instead of what it was supposed to be done. And then we got the micro TIF. Need to get in and visit with the mayor and the new mayor and the city administrator and talk to them about the micro TIF, answer any questions they have. I've just been overwhelmed, but the new mayor has to get settled in also and get a chance to do that. So those are some of the things I'm pursuing. Naturally, I'm getting an awful lot of emails and inquiries about the elections, and I don't know what to tell you, folks. We're in troubled times. You know, we're in troubled times. That's one reason I ran for education chair. I was trying to help maybe save the next generation so they wouldn't misled in our history classrooms and our civics classrooms. At least civics would be taught. But we have a couple of generations who just, it's all about them. And it's, and the end justifies the means. It's not, you know, I preach too much sometimes, but there's too many of us anymore that don't fear God. We don't fear where we're going to end up. So if you don't fear that, and the whole world is about your flesh, you can justify any behavior. You can justify stealing elections. You can justify anything you want to do as long as you get away with it. And sadly, that's where we're at. But in this country, but I, as a state senator, can't do much about it. I mean, if the president of the United States can have his election stolen from him, I don't know what a state senator can do. But I've always disagreed with all of this opening up the voting. It's, if you can't get your butt out of bed on a Tuesday morning in November and go down and vote in a little canvas booth, then we've lost any pride or any duty that to vote. This idea of opening up 30 and 40 days ahead of time and mailing in your ballots is, it was common sense what was going to happen.
I agree.
You know,
have the absentee ballots like they always have, but all the early voting, late voting, no. And then to count them, I don't understand how a show like The Voice can have overnight calculate 20, 30 million votes to determine who the winner is for a singer, and we got to stretch it out a month or better.
Yeah, I don't know. It's computers. And it's public knowledge floating around out there if you got the right fingers and you got the right knowledge how to hack something. But even if it wasn't that, we had our John Gale came into our meeting when he was Secretary of State when I was on the government committee and wanted to broaden that mail-in voting wider, sending it out earlier. And I was on the committee, so I asked him. I said, I'll give you an example. My mom was a Kennedy Democrat. And proud of it, the Irish, and my dad was a staunch Republican, and he ran the House. If two ballots would have showed up in the mail, I know my mom would have never got a vote for Kennedy. How do you explain that? There's a reason that we put a private little booth, so your boss doesn't know how you voted, your mother doesn't, your wife, your spouse, anybody doesn't know how you voted. This opening up the election was all for this moment in time, for this massive fraud. That's what it was for. You couldn't cheat the little canvas booth.
Yep.
At your precinct. But of course, they managed to do that, too, by taking over who the poll watchers were, and then some couple of them were sitting in the back room filling out blank ballots and stuff in the boxes. That's what's happened in some places. More people voted than registered voters, but I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. It's maybe it's time to sign your ballot. Maybe that's what I'll do in the future. Sign my ballot on the bottom. Yeah, rejected. Anyway, I can't do much about it. It's what it is, and we'll see what happens in Georgia, and we're a changing country. But locally, I think nobody stole the election. Hope not. So, anyway, that's what's happening. That's what's happening nationally. And like I said, I'm just a spectator like the rest of you. I did encourage the Attorney General to sign on to the Texas lawsuit. And I like the way Secretary of State Evanen said it. We need at least one case where eyes are on at a situation. And they might just rule that, yes, there was, a lot of times in their opinion, they'll say, a court will say, this was allowed to happen, this was allowed to happen, gate the vote, because we don't know which of those ballots inside that box were the ones that were fraudulent. But at least there's something for elected officials to go on then and say, we need to clean this up. We need to fix this electoral process. But without that, it's just hearsay, conjecture, and, oh, you just upset, you lost an election. We need a court case. The process needs to work, and I don't understand the fear of the Supreme Court. I do understand the fear of a mob. I've just witnessed that here lately by the written word in newspapers and stuff attacking me. But I know what the mob can do to your persona. But anyway, but I'm holding up just fine. I know the truth, and the truth has served me well so far in life. But anyway, that's all I, my opinion on, and that's all it is, an opinion. I'm just a small state senator in a little state of Nebraska on this issue. Otherwise, we're just trying to go along. I mean, we're, it's like we're all getting through the COVID thing. And it's going to be over if you choose to take the vaccination. People start dying of the flu and influenza and pneumonia again. But otherwise, I'm doing just fine. What, anything happening in the community that you guys have noticed or seen in the state? What's happening there?
Well, our council and mayor have really hit the ground running, Senator Groney, and tomorrow's going to be a big day here locally. Our current mayor and council representatives are going to have the city council meeting, and one of the hot topic items at the council meeting is going to be the discussion of the West Central District Health Department's role here in the city of North Platte. So that's the big news locally, I would say.
Yeah, the health department, I think, did a fair job. The hospital did a really good job and didn't take our rights away. We, you know, one time they were talking about trying to take our rights away and make and not open things up back in May, I believe it was. I did get involved, and so did the Chamber of Commerce, and we contacted the mayor, and then the local health district followed the state, the governor's recommendations, and it worked out fine. I mean, we really have come through this pretty well. The whole district has. I mean, if you look at the average age of death, it mirrors what normally would happen. If you look in the obituaries in the paper, it's old folks getting close to going back to God. I mean, they slowed the curve, and yes, we had a hump here the other day again for a week or two, but that's backed off. You're going to have that. So I, but it should be, there's only three branches of government. There's the elected branch, there's the Supreme Court, and there's this, and there's the presidency. And locally, it's the city council, it's the mayor, it's the local courts. We cannot create ever a entity in our society that trumps all three of those. And I'm afraid we have come close to it, not in Nebraska so much, but nationally they have come close and actually created entities that overruled those three with this COVID. And that should scare everybody in this country. West Central should be in the health districts. I understand where they're coming from. Nobody's looking for it on a power trip. They're just scared. They don't want people to get sick and die because they didn't do their duty. But you can't shut everything down. You can't. You absolutely cannot shut the world down. You cannot shut the world away from a virus. It's going to find its next host, and it's going to do it. But at the end of the day, I would hope that the power still lays within the mayor and the city council. That's where it should be, or the county commissioners. You know, as liberal as Colorado is, they allowed their counties to decide if they would do the mandates or not coming from the state. It was done by the county commissioners. Because everybody's different. You're sparsely populated. The need for a crackdown or a certain is not as dire as somebody's packed in there like Denver or Omaha. But,
well, and that's what I've loved personally about the way that President Trump's handled things is Colorado is completely different than Nebraska, and he's let the governors have the authority and kind of put the ball in the governor's court because, as you know better than I do, Senator Groney, there's a big difference between eastern Nebraska and western Nebraska. So if you have that big of a difference in the state, imagine what you have throughout the country.
Yeah, just Trump did what I just described. He left it down the local chain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So did the governor, Ricketts. That's worked out. There was no way you were going to have zero deaths from any disease. The common cold kills people. There's no way you can have a zero result. And this whole thing, you know, like I went through, you know, I was thinking about that. I said, I told my wife, you know, we have Good Friday, we have Easter. We have Veterans Day where we celebrate the ones who lived, and Memorial Day where we honor the ones that died. I found out you can't do that. You cannot say, I've had a good day, I got over this disease, I'm thankful, I wanted to get it over with. And then the next day say, I feel sorry for when somebody tells me that one of their family members got sick. Oh, no, you can't do that anymore. You cannot celebrate Easter, you only can do Good Friday. You cannot celebrate Veterans Day, you can only do Memorial Day. You cannot do Christmas. I mean, this, and it's only a sum, but the problem is the press is on that side and they print that stuff. When I wrote my deal about COVID, it was scientific fact to ease the people's mind that this thing was not as bad as first advertised. It is as deadly as the common flu. Problem is we had no herd immunity at all because it was brand new, and everybody, so those who got sick fortunately went up, those who affected them gravely went up, but proportionally it was the same. But nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear about somebody's great aunt on TV that passed away because of COVID, and they didn't get to go to the on their cruise. I mean, come on, it's life. But anyway, and then you've got the poor people in the health district are being pressured by the same folks I were. You got to understand that those folks are on them too, afraid to live. Total fear of death your entire life. What a way to live. So is the mayor. So is the governor. You elect people to look in, balance the situation, and say, where do we got to do to get this done and get through it? But I got 2 years left. Actually, I keep telling my wife it's a year and a half. I only got to get through next April 2022, the end of the session. But it's going to be interesting this year. You know, there should be some legislation coming up to protect people, that they're not forced to take the vaccination. There's no reason I should take that vaccination. I've had it. I've got immunity from being infected. Same thing. And if you're asymptomatic, you don't need it either. But hopefully they pinpoint it. Hopefully, with the lack of testing, that everything comes out okay and all right. We're going to give it to 3 million citizens who are in assisted living homes, and they didn't test any of the elderly in their test. It was all healthy individuals, younger, healthier individuals. So we hope for the best.
Now, changing gears a little bit here, Senator Groney, you mentioned a minute ago that you're getting a lot of people contacting you in your office about the election and some national issues, and you mentioned that's not in your wheelhouse. However, you have had good contact and good working relationships with some of those that are the correct people to reach out to for those inquiries.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Do you, when you get those, inquiries from constituents, do you point them to Congressman Smith's office or any of the senators? Or
yes, we do. Yes, it's email or we do that a lot on other issues too. You know, veterans issues and things like that that we can't do anything about at the state level because of federal programs. We do that all the time, and we give them the contact information. Once in a while, if it's a really a grievous situation that looks like somebody's getting treated badly by a government official, we'll write a help. You know, if we get the time, we'll write a letter to the agency, and you know, because we've got a letterhead to elected official. And sometimes we've gotten some replies back from those federal agencies. But we do. Yeah, we don't ignore folks. I try to stick with people that, if you're going to write me or send me an email and you're from my district, please put Lincoln County. Because we get email, you know, have no boundaries. I mean, you get people from New Jersey with some passion for something sending you an email to take action on something. And they just, you know, they just broadcast it to every elected official across the country. And then they don't identify where they're from. I ignore those. I'm sorry, but I get too many. I've got to focus on those folks from my congressional, legislative district. So make sure you identify where you're from. Most people do. Yeah. Right away, you figure somebody didn't put their address down that they didn't want you to know where they were from. So, but you got to sort through all those, and we do our best. It's the same thing, and I know my mailbox is full sometimes, but half the phone calls I miss are those scam calls trying to get me to extend my warranty. You ever get that one on your vehicle?
Yeah.
But anyway.
I think we all do, unfortunately, and my car's warranty ran out probably about 20 years ago, so I don't know what they're looking for.
They're not looking for any car that has much over 120,000 miles, and when I tell them the Prius has 315,000 miles on it, they hang up.
That's the end of the rope for them.
Yeah, I know, and then when you buy it, it's only on the pistons, and if your alternator goes out, you still have to pay the $300 to replace it. anyway, it's a business. So that's where we're at, and I wish I could tell you more about what's going to happen next year. I will tell you the legislature is a lot more moderate than what it was. With the elections we had, moderate to leaning left, and that's why I'm in trouble with the education chairmanship. But I can't change that. That's the luck of the draw. We had two elections. The total between the two elections, we lost seats on my philosophy, leaning my way, by 400 votes. Senator LeGrone and one down in both of them in Sarpy County. That's how important your votes are. That election can go that way. I mean, the total of two votes of them, they lost by 400 votes. So anyway, it's what is. But is there anything else? Otherwise, I'll start getting ready to head to Omaha.
I think that's all, Senator Groney. As always, we appreciate the time and look forward to talking to you next Monday, sir.